from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. The U.S. president is not happy about what is happening to his immigration and travel order. U.S. President Trump suggested to law enforcement chiefs Wednesday that politics led the courts to suspend his executive order on immigration and warned that the nation's security is being compromised without the travel restrictions.
I don't ever want to call a court biased, so I won't call it biased. And we haven't had a decision yet. But courts seem to be so political, and it would be so great for our justice system if they would be able to read a statement and do what's right.
A U.S. appeals court in San Francisco says it will likely rule this week on whether a federal judge had the legal grounds to suspend Trump's ban last month on immigration from 7 Muslim-majority countries. A lawyer for the U.S. Justice Department and an attorney representing the states of Washington and Minnesota, which are suing to stop the ban, presented their arguments by telephone before a 3-judge appellate panel yesterday. All sides are expecting the issue to wind up before the Supreme Court. Mohamed Abdullahi, nicknamed Farmajo, a dual U.S. Somali citizen and former prime minister, has been sworn in as Somalia's new president after lawmakers voted behind the secure blast walls of the capital's airport. Celebratory gunfire erupted across Mogadishu at his victory after a security lockdown in the seaside city aimed at deterring attacks by the Al-Shabaab Islamist group, which had threatened to derail the Western-backed election process. Find out more on this story at voanews.com.